welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day we bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Ian Bell on the line, and he's a Senior Vice President over at Socius Insurance Services. Ian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at Socius Insurance Services, but before we do that, let's get a little bit more into your background. So how did you get started in your career and in business?
Well, like a lot of people in the insurance industry, I had a family member in the business. Insurance is definitely not something that most college students have a big desire to join. But my aunt was pivotal in opening my eyes to the amount of opportunity the industry has, especially wholesale insurance. So when I was in college, she helped me secure an internship at Lloyd's of London. From the start of that internship, I was hooked. The central function of what these people did was creative problem solving. You know, what you're doing is you're taking a risk that no one wants to insure because it's too volatile or unique, and you figure out how to make an insurance policy around that. It was the side of insurance that I just didn't know existed. So once I graduated, I started full-time at the lowest rung of the totem pole in wholesale insurance. And after a lot of hard work, in my first years, I moved my way up to assistant vice president. And from there, really hunkered down and grew my book as well as my team. So today, I've got a team of 5 people, and we've been fortunate to grow about 25% each year. So,
man, that's a great story. I love it. And what I love about it is, like you said, that insurance isn't one of the top things on somebody's list, but it's so fascinating to me. I mean, covering risk and solving problems is just so complex, and it's something that everybody needs on some level, and it affects all of our lives. Depending on what type of products you use, at some point, probably everybody has purchased something in that realm. So let's talk a little bit more about. So there's some younger, you know, audience listening that are maybe at that point where they're just graduating or they're close to graduating, they're thinking about financial services and they didn't have a mentor like you had your aunt to kind of give them some guidance. So what kind of advice would you give to that person that was kind of just starting and thinking about insurance as a long-term career?
I would say, you know, a great place to start in the insurance industry is underwriting. You know, you work for the insurance companies. So I'm a broker, so we're sort of a middleman in between the insureds and the insurance companies. But if you work at an insurance company, you really get to see all sides of insurance from the carrier's perspective, which is sometimes the most important because that's who you have to convince to write the deal. And then, you know, after you do a few years there, you can really go any direction you want. But I would say the best place to start is with a company like Travelers or AIG to get some great training and figure out how the industry works.
That's awesome. Great advice. So, Ian, let's switch it up a bit. Let's get a little bit more into what you're doing as Senior Vice President over at Socius Insurance. So first, tell me a little bit more about the company, please.
So we were started about 21 years ago, and we're a wholesaler, which means that we're working with individual retail brokers, so companies like Aon, Marsh, and they bring us their risks that are too hard for their markets to place. And we have a number of markets that are only available to wholesalers, and we work with markets like Lloyd's London to figure out those solutions.
And so what are some examples, I'm just curious, of things that are difficult to ensure that you would be a sample of something that if somebody's listening to that has that need, would be something to call you for?
So usually it's an insurer that's in a tough class of business, whether it's entertainment or financial services, you know, those classes tend to have a lot of lawsuits, So a lot of what we see are in are companies that have just come out of a bad lawsuit or maybe had a few bad lawsuits, and so they're not a great risk for most insurance companies. We also write a lot of companies that are very close to bankruptcy. There most insurance companies aren't willing to write your insurance. And, you know, we find solutions for these insureds with non-standard markets, and we do a lot of manuscripting of forms to put the coverage together and make it work for the insured and the insurance company. I'd say it's about 50% knowledge, 50% hard work. If you don't know all the intricacies of the coverage and what you're working on, you're not going to get the best deal for your insured. But like any profession, hard work is always the most important part. So, you know, if you can't put in the 12 to 14 hour days, you're just not going to beat the competition.
No, that's awesome. So, Ian, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Celsius Insurance Services or to follow up, what's the best route for them to do that?
I would say just to check out our website. So it's celsiusinsurance.com, and Celsius is spelled S-O-C-I-U-S.
Fantastic. Well, Ian, hey, I really appreciate you coming on the show and just more about your background and tips, and also more about the great work you're doing over there at Celsius Insurance Services. And to the audience, as always, appreciate you tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Ian, thanks again for coming on the show. We'll be right back.